This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Defense chiefs from a dozen countries on Sunday jointly condemned the bloodbath in Myanmar a day earlier, when at least 90 people, including several children, were killed after security forces opened fire on protesters. The defense ministers of 12 countries, including the United States, Britain, Japan, and Australia on Sunday, condemned the Myanmar military's use of lethal force against civilians. The newly imposed junta staged a major show of might for its annual Armed Forces Day Saturday, as a local monitoring group said the death toll since the February 1st coup climbed to at least 423. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the generals ousted and detained civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, triggering mass protests demanding a return to democracy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that China's tit-for-tat sanctions against two Americans in the growing dispute over Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs were baseless and would only bring more scrutiny over the genocide in Xinjiang. China announced tit-for-tat sanctions against two Americans, a Canadian and a rights advocacy body Saturday, in response to sanctions imposed this week by the two countries over Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs. The European Union, Britain, Canada, and the United States sanctioned several members of Xinjiang's political and economic hierarchy this week in a coordinated action over the allegations prompting retaliation from Beijing in the form of sanctions on individuals from the EU and Britain. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Police in Indonesia say two bombers are suspected in a blast that rocked a cathedral Sunday as Christians inside celebrated the start of Holy Week. A police spokesman says there were two people riding on a motorbike when the explosion happened at the main gate of the church. Police say at least nine church officials and congregants were rushed to the hospital with injuries. Efforts to dislodge a giant container ship blocking the Suez Canal had allowed its stern and rudder to move Saturday, but it remained unclear when it could be refloated, according to the head of the canal authority. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The giant container ship grounded in the Suez Canal could be dislodged by the start of next week. A Dutch firm working to free the vessel, Boskalis, says the combination of heavier tugboats arriving this weekend, a high tide, and dredging could free the 400-meter-long Ever Given. Peter Badowski, the chief executive of Boskalis, told a Dutch TV program late Friday that, quote, "We aim to get it done after the weekend, but everything will have to work out exactly right for that." He added that a land crane would be brought in at the weekend to offload containers on the ship if efforts to dislodge it are in vain. But experts have warned that such a process could be complex and lengthy. The Ever Given has been wedged diagonally across the canal since Tuesday, blocking one of the world's busiest waterways. About 15% of world shipping traffic passes through the canal. Dozens of vessels are waiting at the entrances. Shipping rates for oil product tankers nearly doubled after the ship became stranded. The blockage has scrambled global supply chains. If this drags on, shippers may decide to reroute around the Cape of Good Hope. But this would add about 2 weeks to the journeys and extra fuel cost. Three shipping agents said on Saturday that none of the ships waiting at the canal's entrances had requested to be rerouted yet.
Several thousand women protested in Istanbul Saturday to call on Turkey to reverse its decision a week ago to withdraw from an international treaty to prevent violence against women and domestic abuse. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan stunned European allies with an overnight announcement that Turkey was withdrawing from the convention, which it had been the first nation to sign. The women say their safety has been jeopardized by Erdogan's move against a European treaty, which was once championed by Turkey. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. Are you ready to get your weekend groove on with an amazing hour of Pan-African music? Cool, because I'm bringing it. Today's playlist includes an awesome mix of current, global, and local hits, an old-school sound from Benin, and the original Soul Makossa by the late Manu Dibango. Now, I've also got two feature interviews. In the front half of the show, I speak with Gogo musician and composer Msafiri Zawose from Bagamoyo, Tanzania. He shares his new Zaga tune called Sababa, and also what he's been up to since we first met in 2015, including his recent experience performing at the Sauti za Busara Festival in Zanzibar. And then just past the bottom of the hour, Bill Odidi brings us Prince KB from South Africa. Yeah, they discuss Prince's new album. It's called Fourth Republic, and what he does to stay ahead of the game in South Africa's fierce, competitive music industry. Finally, the Grammy Awards 2021. Guess who won Best Global Music Album? Well, you'll find out, along with the other African nominee in that category, inside today's show. So sit back, relax, and let's get this show started. We begin with a global hit by three collaborators, Boj and Davido from Nigeria and DJ Coach of South Africa. Abracadabra, released in 2020, is trending hard on Spotify, America's number one digital music streaming service.
Abracadabra, no de cos belle. My girl, I be a no before sale.
Well, and we're at the top of music time in Africa. This next tune is by the lovely Charmaine Mapimbiro, better known as Shasha from Zimbabwe, the queen version of Amapiano. This is her 2019 hit, Mutare.
And you're listening to Voice of America's Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hey, Somi. Hey, guys. All right, so moving to Ghana, let's jam to this awesome 2015 single, Skolom.
VVIP.
Make a enter, Young Crab. Time to start now and just time to follow. Time to go deep and not be shallow. Don't be a stick, man, we're pumping out a bottle. The night's so young, let's go full throttle. Dabble it, baby, make I dabble in it. Red rock, sipping it, digging it, make I see the pond wine hot. Shoot it, wop, the wop, here comes the cops. Killing. Ooh, baby. Show them.
Hey, hey, no party for here. Pump the pump, why make it come up for here? Shoot. Hey, hey, no party for here. Pump the pump, why make it come up for here? Shoot. Hey, hey, no party for here. Pump the pump, why make it come up for here? Shoot. Hey, hey, no party for here. Pump the pump, why make it come up for here?
Jambo Africa, hakuna matata. Jambo Africa, hakuna matata. Hello everybody, this is Japan, and you're listening to the Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
All right, hi everyone. So we just listened to Skolon by VVIP and Sana Dagadu from Ghana. And now we go way across the continent and over some of the Indian Ocean to the archipelago of 115 islands known as Seychelles. This tune by singer Ion Kidd and featuring Auspicious was number one in the country in 2020, and it is still going strong. It's called Babadu, meaning sweet baby.
Babadou, Babadou, qu'est-ce qui vient arriver, oh? Mon sang, c'est trop belles actions, il pas qu'il l'eau. Zot avec cause nous crasse, nous partout, partout, oh. Est-ce qu'ils ont pas fait trouver, zot jalousie en bas niveau? À cause la queen, les noirs sont king, yeah. Bateau, in des coustes, n'allé. Zot, tout, mon si peso taillé. Maintenant, y'a fait nous les blagues. À cause la queen, les noirs sont king.
La vie pétade, nous n'établissons sur l'état là, tout ça nous riait, riait. Papé guerre, tout ça qui pour moi, tout ça qui pour lui, nous pas péché. Non, tout ça qu'on a sur les comptes qui nous peut faire. C'est vraiment ça, c'est this good love in a D.A.
From Seychelles. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, D.C. It is so good to be with you again. In just a few minutes, I will bring you our first interview of the hour with traditional go-go musician and composer Msafiri Zawose. He's from Tanzania. But first, let's listen to a tune by the 2021 Grammy Award winner for Best Global Music Album. Do you know who it is? What it is?
Level up. I was trying, but I couldn't level up. It was rough. So start feeling like I had enough. Then I contemplate giving up. If you're feeling like you can't level up, I'ma make you not stop at all. Because right when you start feeling like you can't level up, that's when you have to shut the devil up. I remember when I couldn't level up. No, my money couldn't level up. Doing what I must, seem like there's always another level up. That's why you always found me looking up. But sometimes, and I'm alive, you know me, I for a pull up. My hair about my fights in the club. Every day, me try level up. So, me striking them hard, me go hard until I get to God.
You can do it, whoa, whoa. Never, 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 never stop. Come on, sir, Papa, why? Nyafeko, jekijekalupo. You can do it, whoa, whoa. Never, 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 never stop. Come on, sir, Papa, why? Ah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when I couldn't level up, cause the Grammys had me feeling sick as fuck, throwing up and shit. Asking questions like, why wasn't us? Almost had a nigga feeling envious. Tell them, say them can't bury us. Tell them, say them can't bury us. Cause the love make me stand up every time when me fall. Come back standing twice as tall. I never thought that I could level up till I started filling all these venues up. All I wanted was weed in my bristle up and some VVS to ice my bezel up. Some of my guys might never see the sun. Some of them still peddle drugs. If you know that you ain't never show me love and you like me better when they gonna boss, boy, I'm telling ya. I remember selling on my tour. I remember feeling legendary in Wembley every night. And you can never take the pride away from my mama. You'd be proud of me too if you knew where I was coming from. And to anybody with the doubts me, I swear to make sure you never forget about me. If you think it's over, then you must be drowsy. I'm a motherfucking legend and I say it proudly.
Jekyll Cook. Oh, Jekyll Cook. Jekyll Cook. Jekyll Cook. You can do it, wow, wow. Never, 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 never stop. Come on, sir, Papa, why? You can do it, wow, wow. Never, 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 never stop. Come on, sir, Papa, why?
Sometimes you're in a situation where you have no choice.
Yeah.
You have to fight.
Yeah.
Fight, my people.
Yeah, all right. So now you must know that the 2021 Grammy Award for Best Global Music Album went to Burna Boy for his album Twice as Tall. That track we just heard from the album is Level Up, and it features, if you didn't know, Senegalese music legend Youssou N'Dour, plus a lo-fi sample of 1950s American hitmaker Pat Boone singing a song from the 1959 film Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Hello, it's Abundance Mtori from the Ben Mokomba in Zimbabwe. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Okay, hey guys. In case you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. We're broadcasting to you from Washington, D.C. So are you ready to meet Msafiri Zawose? I spoke with him virtually earlier this week, me here in D.C., and he in Bagamoyo, Tanzania. Now, we met about 6 years ago back in Nairobi. So here is what he's been up to since then. So, Msaviri, it is so nice to see you after many years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, since 2015. I wanted to congratulate you on your most recent Sababa. Tell me about this song. First of all, how would you describe this style?
Okay, we call it Zaga music, like the traditional trap. Well, we call it Zaga here.
Of the song?
The whole entire song is about telling about love, peace. It's all about that. It's like enjoying the life. So it's like Sababa, Rigamure. It's good and good to enjoy everything. Sababa itself, Sababa, it's in Hebrew.
Hebrew?
It's Hebrew, yeah, from Israel.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose that?
Well, I got inspiration from my students from Israel. The language, it sounds very nice. It was a very fun way for me to hear Sababa because it sounded a little familiar. It sounded like a little, some African language, some African, you know. It was right. Like, how come? Sababa, you have a Magni, Patish, Ava.
Anashim, Afim, Afim. Anashim, Lokdim. Patishim, Patishim. And then out comes Sababa.
How come Sababa? And Sababa, it's a cool name. It's like a cool, good. And then one of my friends was trying to join me, asking me, I said, can I join you?
Is this Saranya?
Yeah, Saranya. Then it was Saranya.
The rapper.
Yeah.
Question. Since you and I met, I asked you what your next steps were, and you said to share traditional music with the world.
Yeah, that's true. So I've been able to record and release electronic album and a number of EPs, a number of collaborations with some UK musicians.
That was Uhamiaji?
Uhamiaji, yeah, Uhamiaji. And that opened me the new door. So it seems like Uhamiaji
was the big
key.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. That's great, man. It's so Sababa.
It's so Sababa, exactly. It's Sababa, Ligamore.
Perform at the Sauti za Busara Festival?
Yes, I did it.
How was that?
It was unbelievable. It was as usual, as the same. You know, people forgot, you know, about the pandemic. And they had no mask, they had nothing. It's only that the festival, they had to organize stuff like sanitizer, reminding people. Mm-hmm. And as you know, Tanzania, we understand the situation. The government does nothing to stop anyone. It's always like reminding people to wear the mask and take care. So that was only the thing that, the loop that you can hear every time, like take care. But it was not too much limitations. And the festival went well. It was super nice. People who did enjoy the music, they kept dancing. Yeah, it was super nice.
thank you so much, Safiri, for joining me. Love your new song, Sababa, and can't wait to hear more.
Yeah, thank you so much, too. And there's more coming up. Hopefully, you'll enjoy it.
All right.
Thank you so much. Take care
and stay Sababa.
All right. You too. Stay Sababa.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right. Hi, everybody. Did you like that interview with Msafiri Zawose? Now you know what Zaga music is, right? If you're just joining, I'm Heather Maxwell, and next up, I've got two more global hits that are also really trending hard on Spotify. Just like Abracadabra, the song we kicked off with at the top of the hour. Now, all of these songs might be on Mdundo or Boomplay or whatever streaming service is in your area. That'd be cool to find out, actually. But now, for the two smoking tunes back-to-back, this first one is a Nigerian-Colombian collaboration. It's entitled Lento, performed by Mr. Easy and J Balvin.
Yeah. Global.
Hey. Softly, softly. Baby, make you roll on softly, softly, softly. Baby, make you roll on softly.
Lento, suave, lento, suave. Baby, vamos a hacerlo lento. Lento, suave, lento, suave. Baby, vamos a hacerlo lento.
Oya, oya, na, 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 na. Moti yo, moti na, 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 na. Oya, na, 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 na. Moti yo, moti na, na, na. Oya, na. Na na na, moti yo, moti na 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 na, oh yeah na. Na 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 na, moti yo, moti na na na.
Sería sicaria, yeah. La labia contigo no es necesaria, nah, nah. Me gusta tu mentalidad, hey. Sencilla con vanidad, y se me sube como mi cuenta bancaria. Si el ambiente se camufla como serpiente, dice que es buena pero miente. Normal, por entre 220, ¿dónde quieres que te lo conecte?
Suavemente, bésame,
bésame.
Cuando eso era malo hacemos a tu manera y después de eso no me vuelve a ver.
Ya,
mami, yo me convencí. Ahora quiero más de ti, baby, please.
Let go. Softly, softly, softly. Baby, make you roll on softly. Softly, softly, softly. Baby, make you roll on softly.
Lento, suave, lento, suave. Baby, vamos a hacerlo lento. Lento, suave, lento, suave. Baby, vamos a hacerlo lento.
Très sage, et tu vois bien ce que je dégage. Je suis
trop cœur charismatique. Yeah. Yeah. Tu kiffes mes Jiminy. Yeah. Il m'a dit baby, ma pardon. Fais doucement, j'pète les plombs. Et comment? Et quand tu mens comme ça, quand t'as 40%, tu fais la gueule, arrête-moi ça. C'était qu'un jeu redescend. Mais mon Dieu, que c'est doux, voilà, je mène à bout. Il est piqué, c'est pas compliqué. Bébé, pourquoi y'a tout? Pourquoi y'a tout? J'ai changé la donne, je vais le dominer. Je sais pas pour qui tu m'as pris, j'ai capté l'attaque, j'ai glom, pom, pom. Je crois bien que tu l'as senti. T'as loupé le coche, j'ai la gâchette. Ça fait rom pom pom, toc toc toc. Mais qui va là? J'ai eu ma dose. Stop, qui va là? Tu t'approches, tu m'éloignes. Et maintenant tu veux deviner mes failles. Je suis trop charismatique. Tu kiffes mes Jiminy. Il m'a dit baby, ma pardon. Fais doucement, pète les tons. Et comment? Et quand tu mens comme ça, jusqu'à 40%, tu fais la gueule. Pourquoi tu mens comme ça? T'en vas balader, faut que tu cesses. Et quand tu mens comme ça, jusqu'à 40%, tu fais la gueule, arrête-moi ça. C'était qu'un jeu redescend. Mais mon Dieu, que c'est doux, voilà, je mène à bout. Il est piqué, c'est pas compliqué. Bébé, pourquoi y'a tout? Pourquoi y'a tout? J'ai changé la donne, je vais le dominer.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Itangilonga nyanya biewe emeyaka.
All right, hey guys, Heather Maxwell here. I hope you enjoyed that long play of the global hits Lento by Mr. Easy and J Balvin and 40% by Aya Nakamura. There is so much more great music coming up, a couple of oldies and two more currents, one of which was the other African nominee for the 2021 Grammy Awards Best Global Music Album. But right now, let's get with Bill Odidi and Prince KB.
Hey, greetings from Nairobi. Thanks, Heather. This is Bill Odidi. Now, I recently got to speak to the highly rated South African performer, producer, and DJ, Prince KB. I'll share with you some of that conversation. But first, here is a very infectious track. So it's Prince KB along with Black Motion, Shimiza, and Ami Faku. It's called Orongo. Song, and if you know anything about South African electronic music or South African house music, those are some of the top names in the business: Prince KB, Black Motion, Shimiza, and Ami Faku. So, how did Prince KB feel when the song appeared on former US President Barack Obama's playlist of his favorite songs of 2020?
That was a big nod, you know, one of the most important people in the world, you know, having an opinion about what we do was amazing. The tracklist nod for me was amazing, although it didn't reflect that much progress on the numbers. Like I say all the time, the world is watching and we just need to do more. Yeah.
Prince KB says he and other South African electronic music artists have found a formula for creating music with an international flavor but a very distinct South African rhythm.
I always stress the fact that, you know, South African house music is a foundation of something we do not own. An interesting thing about us, we have managed to make it our own in our own unique way. It has worked for us, you know. When I stress this, I'm always conscious of the fact that I do not try and be like the foreign dance music. That's why we managed to come up with like Afro House, the side of the world. And it has been an amazing journey.
This is a track from the new album by Prince KB. The album is called The Fourth Republic. This is Eba Bayo featuring No Kwazi.
It was a very interesting song to collaborate with No Kwazi on because it's something different, something she has never, you know, done before. What I mean is the nature of the song, the texture of the music, something way, way different than what she usually does. So it was a bit of a challenge on her side, but I like how she accepts challenges and she gets into her element.
African music genres, Afro House, Amapiano, they're all very competitive. The music is all very dynamic. So how does one stay ahead of the game?
The competition is very high. So the revolution for me is very dope. I'm very competitive and, you know, we'll see who's still here 10 years from now.
Prince KB says we'll see who's still on top of the music game in 10 years' time. I'm Bill Odidi, still very much on top of the game here in Nairobi. Back to Heather on Music Time in Africa.
Yeah, you still are very much on top of the game there in Nairobi, Bill. All right, so back to the Grammys for the last time today. Burna Boy won Best Global Music Album for Twice as Tall. But there was one other African album up for the award, and that was Amajar by the pioneer band of desert blues from Mali, Tinari Wen. This track from the album features American singer-songwriter Cass McCombs. Now, the lyrics, they're heavy. They express the decades-long anger and defiance of the nomadic Tuareg people toward central governments of many nations that all have borders in the Sahara Desert. Evil tongues, they sing, you can keep talking. The uprising will be impossible to suppress. You fine talkers, tell us what road you plan to take to avoid us if we remain rooted. You've forgotten the suffering of our parents, unable to find water unless they dig wells with their own hands. That was Tina Rewen with a track off of their 2021 Grammy Award-nominated album, Amajar. How is everybody doing? I hope you're all enjoying the show. And related to this next song by Fancy Goddam from Ghana, I hope you're all staying healthy. I know that some people have been vaccinated and are feeling safe and free from worry of contracting the coronavirus, but it is far from over, isn't it? It's so hard. So this song by Fancy is aptly entitled Coronavirus, and he's telling the people of Ghana to stay strong and fight the enemy. So I'm sharing it with you all across Africa and everywhere because we still really need to fight.
Corona be enemy, Ghana enemy. I call on the whole nation. Let's fight our enemy. Our enemy. Corona be enemy. Ghana, 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 Ghana. I no go bon to party, mona. Ghana, 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 Ghana. I no go bon to party, mona. Rongo to da wumla di ya la China. The bomb on the bat in Ghana. So now when the bag got in the bag, I'm being the bama. Give me the bama, then told us. Coronavirus, Catasuataba, virus is Salisa. You saw Catacumurtaba, Coronavirus, Salisa. Catasuataba, give me the two in the song tabay. I'm a Catacumurtaba. Corona bache bundam benandana limiti dipili beni kurugu nzo anya watuma no kambodi ebe wona jilman kain kambodi ngula manga guazo kambodi mukaza ngesule bam to me bam to me bam to me ashem tele sham to me sham to me bam to me bam to me bam to me mbaya jamalanda dama ye.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hello, darlings. We are getting near the end of the hour, and we haven't heard a single old school or vintage jam yet. Time to rectify. This next tune is Africa by Le Tout Puissant Orchestre Polyrythmo, the all-powerful Polyrythmo Orchestra. The tune is not actually that old, though. It comes off the band's 2016 album, Maja Falao, but it has such an awesome old-school sound.
Africa, lolo, yeah. Africa, mon amour, berceau de l'humanité. Afrique, Mandela, terre des Amazones, terre des pharaons, berceau des divinités. Oricha et Django, je chanterai pour toi.
By Le Tout Puissant Orchestre Polyrythmo. Well, we have time for one more tune, so we are going to go out with an oldie and a tribute. About 1 year ago, the legendary saxophonist and songwriter Manu Dibango passed away. Remember that? Well, it's been a year already. So we here on Music Time in Africa remember him. Here is Manu's furthest reaching work by far, Sol Makossa. And did you know it was originally recorded on the B-side of a vinyl record in
1972?
Pongo, 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 pongo.
with Sol Makossa, honoring the one-year mark of Manu Dibango's passing, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you all so much for joining me this weekend. I cannot wait to be with you all again next time. Also, a big thank you to Msafiri Zawose from Tanzania for his interview, and to Bill Odidi and Prince KB for their interview from Nairobi and South Africa. Now, throughout the week, you can visit me anytime on social media. Go to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or group page, my Instagram, that handle is MTIA Maxwell, or to Twitter at Music Time Africa. Message me. Post your own music if you're an artist. Look for updates, the latest music news, photos. You have over 200 original video features you can watch, like features of Oliver Mutukudzi, Umu Sangare, Ray Vanny. And also, there's all kinds of other things on there, like ethnomusicological analyses of great songs, live performances, and backstage action in venues around the world since 2012. As for the radio program, we broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On our FM stations, we air twice at 15,500 hours and again at 20,500 hours Universal Time. On shortwave, we are live Fridays, only once at 9,500 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays, at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22,500 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay safe.